pushing them out. let them collect like a big coil, and just lovely. But always love hearing from the crew. And never mind. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, whoever that was. Obviously, some senior facility somewhere in the South. Somebody got a hold of a bunch of nickels and put them in the payphone and just mashed the keypad and dialed our number at random and left a string of gibberish. But thank you, Big Fatty.
Clearly someone with loose bowels.
Before he died of alcohol poisoning tonight, Big Fatty left us that message. Thank you so much.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Clearly someone with loose bowels.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3280 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my busy day, Big Fatty! Hello, inaugurators, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, hump day and inauguration day, and yes, Big Fatty, and senior citizens discount day at the Von Z's. Oh, yes, that we really should have put that at the beginning of the list there. y'all, they're having the inauguration at high noon, Big Fatty, at the OK Corral. Well, it's probably going to look like the OK Corral with all the Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy! I don't know. What is that? I don't know. Things move forward. Yes, Big Fatty, just like how you need to do with the little show. Move it forward.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 20th of January. Y'all, this is very important to a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person, I know at least once, and I think it was twice, at the Pride 48 out in Las Wages. Y'all, she's got lots of cousins. Well, I can't remember any of their names at the moment, but Carmel Rosen and what were the other names? The nom de plumes, the cat lady, yes, the cat lady, and several others. Y'all, she started the Lotso little show that you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she's gone dark. She's gone dark. Big Fatty, once you go dark, never mind. And y'all, she's moved to the Flow Rider. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Brenda Boo. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Brenda Boo. It's true. Y'all hadn't heard a peep out of her since she left Tonopah. But I'm sure she's got some feelers out to know what's going on. So, y'all, if you see... No, she's not on the social medias either. So, y'all, I don't know. Perhaps... someone will reach out to her and wish Brenda Boo a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Thank you.
Betty, the calm, happy music, it seems especially appropriate today. It does indeed. So y'all just start out your hump day with a good old deep breath. It's making a good day for you. So anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, let's see, what did I have for my supper? Oh, y'all, I had a garden salad with the blue cheese dressing, and took those steaks I cooked on the grill, and I cut them into little bite-sized pieces, and y'all, I put some of those, heated it up, and put some of those on top of the salad. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Actually, I even put on some of those French fried onions as well. Y'all, I probably could have gone without that since I ate them, but I didn't get the taste of them. You know, it was just the blue cheese was just overwhelming. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, what did I watch? Y'all, I caught up on some things on the TV machine. It was just a very nice, relaxing evening. And y'all took my go-to-bed pills and fired up the electric camisole, and y'all, I was out. I was out. Oh, Big Fatty, something's coming out of your gullet. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Y'all, I only cracked one of the windows, and y'all, I think it went down like to 33. It was nipply. It was nipply, I tell you, in the chamber. And I got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I had my breakfast. Y'all, it was a very European, big fatty European. Well, you better go to the toilet if you're European, big fatty. Y'all, a very European breakfast. Y'all, I had some of that honey baked ham, and I had some Swiss cheese, so it was just meat and cheese. Y'all, it was delicious. What else did I do? I was off on my morning nipple walk, went around the big circle as I normally do, came back, got me a share, and then what did I do? Just piddled around the villa here, and y'all, Hortensia came, and I says, "Hi," and she went, "Hi," and Big Granny, what was that? I don't know. I said, I need to go run an errand. And y'all, I went back to the Sam's Club. It wasn't too crowded. And you know, I use the mobile app there, so I don't have to go through the checkout line and stand around with all those people or anything. So yeah, I bought another set of those lights. Y'all, I had put the lights out at the base of the columns on the front porch of the villa, just pointing up. And y'all, when they come on at night, they just have a soft, shines at a soft white glow. And y'all, when the sensor sees you coming by, it just brightens up. And y'all, I have three columns, and I you can't just illuminate two of the three. So y'all, I went and got another set of them, and I put another one on the third column, and I put one on the back porch steps, because you know the others had seen the meat. What else did I get? Oh, y'all, I got one of those rotisserie chickens. I got more Worcestershire sauce. I don't know why, but I did. I do know why, because sometimes they don't have it.
And, you know, if you're going to have the Worcestershire sauce, you need to have the Lee and Perrins. So I got another two-pack of that. And I also got, oh, y'all, they had some, I almost got it the other day or the day before. Y'all, they have these chicken bazooms, and they are stuffed with the jalapeno cream cheese. And, and then wrapped in the Bafrin, and you just bake them up. And I said, you know, that sounds kind of good. So I got that, and you know, this is not a frozen thing. This is fresh. This is fresh. And so I'm gonna cook those probably later this week. And it seems like, oh, and I got another bottle of melatonin. Yes, Big Fatty, she'll be leaving the White House later today. No, melatonin. Oh, that's very different. Then came back, and Hortensia and her helper were still here, and y'all, it's just so nice. So nice. After they come, y'all, it's nice not to be living in filth. It's true. And young Nicholas stopped by for a little while, and we called up and chatted a little bit, and then he was off on his way. And y'all, I tried to start recording, and the computer was giving me a little fit. So I had to do the shutdown. Yes, Big Fatty, a restart will solve 95% of all problems. It's true. Y'all, the one thing that I haven't told you is on Monday night, y'all, I went to fill up my glass with ice and water, and I got the ice in there and went and pushed on the thing for the water. Y'all, nothing. Nothing, Big Fatty, not again. So y'all, I took that filter out and kind of shook out some water and put it back in. Still nothing, not a thing. And so I took one of those off-brand filters that I had tried. Still nothing. I said, to hell with it. I'll work on it on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I did. And I pulled out one of the brand new GE original pots filters and put it in there. Y'all, work like a charm. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And y'all, I wrote the date on it to see so I can kind of keep up with how long they're lasting. Y'all, I lived in this house for 5 years and never changed the water filter. And now that I've changed it, I can't stop changing it. Big Fatty. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you is I have indeed renewed the BFO and the hosting at the GoDaddy. And Big Fatty, it was going to be such a good day, and then you just ruined it with that news. I know. But anyway, y'all, and I'm not saying this to solicit a GoFundMe or anything like that. Y'all, $222.20 to renew the BFO hosting for a year and BFO.com for 2 years. And y'all, when I was in there paying for it, it said something about, find out the value of your website. Big Fatty, I can answer that. Not a damn thing. It said the BFO is valued at $758. Now, y'all, I don't know how they've come up with that figure. But y'all, you're listening to a $758 a little show, Betty. I guess. Well, anyway, I guess it could be worse. Well, it could be worse. Oh, and y'all, I'm sorry. There's one other thing that has slipped my mind. Y'all, you know, I ordered those shoes and got the $10 in Kohl's cash, and I could start using it on Tuesday. So y'all, I decided I needed some fresh socks. Yes, Big Fatty, fresh socks. So y'all, I went on there, and they had I think it was Adidas or somebody like that. It was highly recommended. Y'all, six pairs of socks they were on sale for $16, down from $26, I think, or $22. And y'all, I just applied that $10 of Kohl's cash. And y'all, so I've got six new pairs of socks coming for Big Fatty's Nipple Walks, along with the new shoes. And y'all, it was free shipping. So y'all, I paid $6. $6 for six pairs of new socks. Big Fatty, can you only imagine how exciting it would be if you wore underpants? No. No, I cannot. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, do you listen to the Crooked Hat Show? Y'all, he was saying today that, you know, he started the Weight Watchers. And y'all, this is one part I don't understand. He waited until the weekend after he'd been on the program for 4 or 5 days before he weighed himself. Now, y'all, I would have weighed myself at the very beginning so I could have seen 4 or 5 days of weight loss. But old Crooked Hat is old Crooked Hat, and that's fine. But y'all, he's not gonna tell us. Not gonna tell us, y'all. He did say that he was big as a house. Yes, Big Fatty, it had all those crema decorations on it. Anyway. I also want to send out congratulations to Big Ricky. Y'all, one thing I've really enjoyed in watching Big Ricky's progress is, y'all, he started out, y'all, he just put it out there. Now, he was kind of tight-lipped there for a while, but he put it out there how much he weighed from the beginning, how much he weighed before he had his surgery, how much he weighs now, and what his goal is. And y'all, that's something to be proud of. And yes, Big Fatty, well, why don't you tell us your weight? Well, all right, I'll be happy to. Y'all, after the holidays, y'all, I was up to about 160-something pounds. Y'all, this morning, 152. I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Going to El Dentisto today at noon, which, of course, is Mexican for noon. Big Fatty, you're not going at 2:30 when my teeth don't hurt. Oh, okay. But y'all, I'm having to pass on my weekly lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. But I'll hit the Von Z's probably later in the afternoon. And so, you know, you gotta have content. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the now defunct Lotzel. And Toppy, when you go to weigh, what do?
Clearly someone with loose bowels.
Oh, yes, Toppy has loose bowels. Just shit everywhere with those
you
chickens.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.